This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The real-life Green Goblin.
He swooped down on Times Square like a comic book villain.
Exclusive. Here he is.
You're him.
Yes, I'm him.
Then, road rage with a baseball bat.
It left a young boy in the car in tears.
And chimp attack 911.
My pet chimpanzee has attacked my daughter. She's bleeding profusely.
They had to hide in the basement from the rampaging chimp.
The animal has to be shot.
Then, Britney Spears breaking news. Returning from vacation to take the stand in court.
Will I ever take the stage again? I have no idea.
Plus, pandemic puppy, home alone. What really happens when you return to work and leave behind the dog you adopted during the pandemic?
It's definitely really sad to seem so stressed out.
What our hidden camera reveals. And the woman who wore the same Hawaiian shirt 264 days during Zoom meetings. And no one ever said a word.
I'm going to keep doing this until someone notices.
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi, in today for Deborah. All sorts of crazy things happen in Times Square, but this is one of the wildest. A man flying high on a hoverboard, just like the Spider-Man villain Green Goblin. So who is he? Stephen Fabian tracked him down.
Where's Spider-Man when you need him? This was the crazy scene as a guy rides a hoverboard above the crossroads of the world, Times Square. The mystery man is dressed all in black with a camera strapped to his helmet as he casually flies over stunned spectators. Remind you of anything? Like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. The stunt is captivating the nation.
Guy flew over Times Square on a hoverboard, Green Goblin style, in New York. The pigeons were like, who is that? What?
So, who is the guy riding the hoverboard?
Are you the guy that they're calling the real Green Goblin?
I'm the guy you found me first.
His name is Hunter Kowalt, and he actually designed the hoverboard aircraft. I caught up with him at JFK Airport.
So you're getting on a flight right now to go back to L.A. Why aren't you taking the hoverboard back?
Well, the battery died, so I had to ship it, unfortunately.
Kowalt regularly posts videos on YouTube of his flying adventures. He posted video of his Times Square stunt over the song New York, New York.
If I can...
device. I spent years on this thing to make this happen, at least to do it safely and properly.
As cool as the hoverboard may be, it's illegal to fly any drone-like aircraft in Manhattan.
When I saw that video, I was just like...
I spoke with drone expert Randy Scott Slavin.
You have to have somebody in the mayor's office that's okaying that. My guess is that it was totally... you know, unpermitted.
Was this exactly legal?
Yes, it was. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was legal.
We had permission and asked for it in advance, and everybody was around us to make sure that we did it properly.
NYPD tells Inside Edition, we are aware of the video and are looking into it.
The hoverboard that Hunter uses isn't cheap. It costs up to $20,000. Cases of road rage have been way up during the pandemic. Now it's happened again as a man takes a baseball bat to another driver's vehicle. But what makes this even more upsetting is the fact that there were children in that car. Here's Amber Cogliano.
It's a nightmare on the highway.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Yay!
It's okay.
Children scream after a man smashes the windshield of their father's car with a baseball bat. A father with his two sons in the backseat says he was sideswiped by another vehicle here on the expressway in Staten Island, New York. Both drivers pulled over to check for damage. That's when things quickly deteriorated.
He's gonna hit us.
It's the third recent highway horror involving little children. Hundreds of mourners attended a memorial for 2-year-old Bryson Christian, who was killed when a hail of bullets hit his dad's car on the interstate in Detroit. And in Southern California, 6-year-old Aiden Leos was shot and killed in his car seat while his mom drove him to kindergarten. A gun fanatic and his girlfriend, who was allegedly driving, were arrested last week. Both pleaded not guilty. Police blame road rage. The statistics on road rage are chilling. 75% of Americans admit to driving aggressively. About 30 murders are due to road rage each year. But victims this young, it's almost hard to believe.
It's okay.
Police are now trying to track down the man with the baseball bat. And this is something you definitely don't want to see on the highway. Lumber flying off a truck and heading right towards your windshield. The driver says it looked just like a scene from the horror movie franchise Final Destination.
Watch out! It's the terrifying moment a board flies off a truck and goes right into a driver's windshield. It happened on a highway in Ohio. The 6-foot unsecured piece of wood missed the driver and her passenger by just inches. The woman behind the wheel said it was like something out of the movie Final Destination. That's the horror movie franchise where people are marked for death and there's nothing they can do about it. Here on Inside Edition, we've warned you about the dangers of flying debris. A loose tire went flying right into this windshield. Now, it's flying lumber.
About 125 people die every year from being hit by flying debris on the highway. Now, a terrifying 911 call when a woman's pet chimpanzee goes on the attack. The animal is so violent, she and her daughter had to hide out in their basement while calling for help. Les Trent tells us what happened next.
The animal has to be shot.
It's a harrowing 911 call from a desperate woman under attack from her own pet chimpanzee.
My pet chimpanzee has attacked my daughter. She's bleeding profusely. We need an ambulance and we need an armed deputy.
Tamara Brigati and her daughter have barricaded themselves in the basement as the primate runs amok at their ranch in Oregon.
I've never seen anything like this. She's got to be put down.
The woman is clearly stunned that the chimp she calls Buck has turned on her. Buck has lived in her home for 17 years, and from photos posted on social media, he was treated like a member of the family. They dressed him in human clothes. He ate his meals with a spoon and drank from a glass. He even helped around the farm. But on Sunday morning, Buck snapped and attacked Tamara Brigati's daughter.
I've locked myself in the basement with her. I can't get out to get my own gun.
She realizes the danger she's in, telling cops, shoot to kill.
Okay, on the patio, you're going to have to do a headshot.
We're sending a deputy right now.
Send more than one, because the ape, if the ape gets a drop on him, he's gone too.
Animal experts say even pet chimps can turn violent.
This is an animal that grows to be 4 times the strength of an adult human being, and it can have huge temper tantrums, can have bad days, and when a chimp has a bad day, it can end tragic.
Who could forget Sharla Nash, the Connecticut woman mauled by Travis the chimp in 2009, her face and hands bitten off.
He's ripping her apart. Please hurry. Please, God, oh please.
Sharla lost her eyes, nose, and ears in the attack and required a face transplant. St. James Davis was also left disfigured when he was attacked by 2 chimps in 2005 in California. The animal rights organization PETA says 2 months ago, its members warned authorities that Buck was a ticking time bomb.
Tamara ignored experts' advice and common sense, and it falls on her shoulders completely.
I've never seen anything like this. You've got to be put down.
Police followed that advice and fatally shot Buck. Both women were treated at a local hospital. This man says he thought he was going to die after being pulled over and beaten by police. According to his lawyer, he was struck on his head and body as many as 86 times. Jim Murray reports.
This man's face is battered. He's so swollen, he's unrecognizable.
Oh my God.
Christopher Bailey says six sheriff's deputies pummeled him mercilessly, landing at least 35 blows just to his face.
Bailey says he was on his way home at 2 in the morning from his job sorting mail for the U.S. Postal Service when he was stopped for a minor traffic infraction, straddling lanes. He says he did everything the officers asked him to do, but the report says he resisted arrest.
I was screaming, just saying, I want to live. It was just trying to hurt me physically, choking me, kicking me, punching me.
A bystander shot cell phone video of the aftermath. You can see at least one deputy's uniform is stained with blood.
Were you following all of their orders?
Yes, I was.
And were you at any time aggressive or abusive or belligerent?
Not one time.
He complied with all directives. As he stepped out of the vehicle, then that's when the beating began.
Bailey suffered multiple broken bones in his face, and he's had three surgeries to try to restore his vision in his left eye. Now he wants the deputies to face criminal charges, and he's filed a civil rights lawsuit alleging excessive force.
This incident was just a beatdown, a plain gang-like beatdown of a black citizen.
I'm such a good person. I didn't believe it could happen to me.
Bailey was initially charged with three felony counts of resisting arrest, but those charges were dropped. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department says because of pending litigation, they cannot comment. Tomorrow is a huge day for Britney Spears. She's going before a judge, but in person, but by audio and possibly video, all to try to end her father controlling her business affairs. But if she's stressed, she's not showing it. She's dancing up a storm online.
Just one day before Britney Spears heads to court, she posted this video, dancing as if she doesn't have a care in the world. But her future is at stake tomorrow when she's expected to take the witness stand as she tries to take control of her $60 million empire from her father. In a series of Instagram videos, Britney dances up a storm and also addresses fans who want to know when she might perform again.
Am I ready to take the stage again? Am I going to take the stage again? Will I ever take the stage again? I have no idea. I'm having fun right now. I'm a transition in my life, and I'm enjoying myself.
If she's nervous about the hearing, it doesn't show.
Maui!
Just a couple of days ago, Britney headed to Hawaii to relax before her court date. She took along her boyfriend, Sam Asghari.
Nice tea for you, sir.
Thank you.
Their affection was on full display.
Are you a shark and I'm on your back?
I'm a shark.
I'm a minnow.
She has now returned to L.A. Britney will testify from her lawyer's office. Her testimony will be live streamed into the L.A. courtroom. And it was Britney's decision to take the stand. Leanne Simmons, a fan who is a member of the Free Britney movement, says she will be showing her support outside court tomorrow.
I think she's ready to speak for herself. I think she feels confident. I really hope she feels empowered by the movement and the added attention on her case.
In his court filing, Britney's father has requested that she pay all his legal bills, which add up to roughly $2 million. Like lots of people working from home, this woman is on a lot of Zoom calls. So she decided to have some fun wearing the same Hawaiian shirt every day to see if anyone would notice. So did they? Here's Megan Alexander.
Like so many Americans, this woman is working remotely from home during the pandemic. But she wore the same Hawaiian shirt for, get this, 264 days of Zoom meetings in a row. And not one of her fellow workers said anything.
What made you start doing this in the first place?
I was like, wouldn't it be funny if I wore this shirt again? Like, that'd be a funny joke and everyone would say something. And no one said anything. And then I thought, well, I'm going to keep doing this until someone notices, and no one ever noticed.
And the entire time, no one ever noticed?
264 meetings. So there were, I had some real ups and downs. Like the first, you know, month I was like, this is really funny. And I'd be like, oh, I'm still wearing this. And then it'd be funny again.
Jackie was certain someone at the Washington, D.C. nonprofit agency would finally catch on.
I anticipated someone eventually, especially in a board meeting, to be like, hey, can you not wear the pineapples and the flowers today? But no one seemed to ever notice.
Last week, Jackie finally returned to the office. Guess which shirt she wore?
I was like, so, by the way, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I've been wearing this shirt to every video meeting that we've had since last April, and they had no idea. They were like, that shirt? I was like, yes, the shirt that I'm wearing right now, yes.
She's now starting a new job.
Will you wear this shirt to your new job?
No, I haven't worn this shirt to my new job yet.
If the shirt works, wear it. We'll be right back.
Next, pandemic puppy home alone. What really happens when you return to work and leave behind the dog you adopted during the pandemic?
It's definitely really sad to see him so stressed out.
What our hidden camera reveals. Then,
this is me.
Tribute to Black Panther legend Chadwick Boseman from his brother.
Inside Edition is behind the scenes.
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
As more people head back to the office, all those pets adopted during the pandemic are home alone. We set up some hidden cameras to find out how these lonely dogs would react.
As so many Americans return to the office, dogs are now coping with major separation anxiety. Nikita Morton has been working from home during the pandemic. Her husband, Matt, says that their dog, Cash, is definitely going to miss her presence.
He's just so attached to her that whenever she leaves, he goes a little crazy.
Just how crazy? We're about to find out. We set up cameras inside her Los Angeles apartment. The second Nikita leaves for work as a behavioral therapist, Cash is left home alone. Immediately, he starts running around and barking.
It's really upsetting that he gets like this.
Nikita even tried this special vest that is designed to apply gentle pressure to help keep Cash calm. It's supposed to work like swaddling a child. But it sure doesn't seem to work on Cash. In New York City, Yvonne is worried about leaving her puppy Shelby alone as she prepares to return to her job at a bank.
I'm afraid she's going to have abandonment issues.
So how does Shelby react when Yvonne leaves the apartment? Our cameras caught Shelby trying to break through the gate, whining uncontrollably, pacing around the apartment, all symptoms of separation anxiety.
I haven't seen her like this. It's very painful to see her.
Dog trainer Shelby Semmel offers some helpful tips. First, set up a camera.
We don't know there's a problem unless we see one.
While still at home, create a confined space like a crate where your dog can feel safe and be on his own.
A place where your dog gets to be separate from you, but still having fun and not experiencing anxiety at home.
Another tip, train your dog to deal with you leaving for more than 8 hours a day and make sure you leave them with something to play with or chew on.
Leave them for 15, 20 minutes, about 3 days in a row. That is a great way to find out if your dog is trending in the correct direction. Are they barking less and less?
Great advice. And up next, a tribute to late Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman. Remembering Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman. Look
out, 'cause here I come. It's a poignant tribute to his late brother. Kevin Boseman, the older brother of Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman, takes to the stage to raise money for a cure for cancer.
My name is Kevin Boseman. I am dancing in memory of my brother, Chadwick Boseman. I am dancing for a cure.
The 48-year-old is a cancer survivor himself, which made this performance so special.
We all feel like we knew your brother. We only knew him as the star. Yeah. You knew him as your brother. And right. I'm just wondering, what was he like?
He was spectacular. He was warm and loving and generous.
Chadwick lost his battle with colon cancer last year.
Dance Against Cancer, especially important this year, considering we just went through a whole year of COVID where people were not getting screened.
Over 22 million people did not get cancer screenings. And when I think about that staggering number, it scares me about how many people are going to discover that they have cancer.
Beautiful tribute. And next, multitasking on a roller coaster?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Finally, some people get sick on roller coasters, but not this guy. He's jumping down on a chicken quesadilla on a coaster at Six Flags Magic Mountain in Valencia, California. He takes bite after bite after bite and finishes the whole thing before the ride comes to an end. And that's Inside Edition for today. We'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.